Let's take a look at the first Ramban in Perek Yud Beis. At this point, the Parsha is turning from Makos to Geula. This is the beginning of Parsha Sachodesh. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is beginning to lay out mitzvahs and halachas for Klal Yisrael. This is a first. As Ramban opens, Chosh Hazelachim Rosh Chadashim, Zu Mitzvah Rishona. This is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael receive via Moshe Rabbeinu. There were three mitzvahs, according to the count of Sefer Achinuch, that appear in Sefer Bereishis, Puru Revu, Mila, and Gidah Nasha. But this is the first in the vast series of mitzvahs that will be given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael via Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, and that's why so the Torah stresses, perhaps the reason why the Torah stresses Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Kishar Mitzvah Sheba Torah Be'Har Sinai. Most mitzvahs are going to be conveyed at Har Sinai or afterwards over the course of the 40 years in the Midbar. And this is a unique mitzvah. I want to skip down a few lines to where the Ramban digs into the content. HaChosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. What exactly is this mitzvah? HaChosh Hazeh, the Tam, HaChosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Ramban uses the word Tam, as he often does in the Pirush Al HaTorah, not to mean the reason why, like Tam Yamitzes, but to mean the Pirush. How do you interpret this? HaChosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishonu Lachem L'Chadshei HaShanah. So we often understand that this means that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Rabban wants to know, so then why are we phrasing it? Why did the Torah choose to phrase the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh in this way? That this month is the Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon L'Chadshei HaShanah. That this month is going to be the first of the months of the year. So he explains, Rabban explains, V'tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It means not only Kiddush HaChodesh, but the way the Torah phrases it highlights another din. She'yimnu Oso Yisrael Chodesh HaRishon. They were meant to count. Welcome then. We're meant to count the month of Nisan as the first month. She even also Yisrael Chodesh Arishon, that Klal Yisrael not only are meant to have a lunar calendar, a calendar that tracks the moon, and we're meant to have an ongoing mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But also the way the Torah phrases it is a separate aspect that Nisan is meant to be the first month. And we're meant to not only count, refer to Nisan as month one, but all the months are named by number counting from Nisan. Why? Why is it? This is meant to remind us of the great Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki b'chol eish nazkir chadashim yeh Nes nizkar. Every time you name a date, it's referring back, it's a reminder of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Nes of Makas Bechoros. Al kein ein chadash m'shem b'Torah. As we know, Ramban says, the month in Chumash never have a name. We don't see, the Chumash never uses Nisan or Iyar or Adar or Shvat. El yom b'chorosh ha-shlishi. Rather than Tishrei, it's the seventh month. And that's the way it is throughout Chumash. Rabban says that's part of the way that Torah phrases the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's highlighting this aspect as well. A special mitzvah to refer to the month by numbering back to Nisan, to the Chodesh HaGeula. So the second question, which Rabban is going to get to later, is if this is a mitzvah, well, why aren't we keeping it? But even before that, he wants to understand a little bit more what this mitzvah is. Does it fit into a structure? Have we seen anything like it before? So he says, actually, there's a parallel to it, a parallel which is coming up soon in Chumash. Kamo shetia zichir b'yom ha-Shabbos, b'menoseinu mimenu, echad b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos, kasher afarish. Zichira of Yom HaShabbos. Now, as the mitzvah Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is going to appear in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, so that means, at least in part, the Gemara in Brachas talks about Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho as a source for Kiddush. Zachar V'Sham B'Dibra Echanemru, Zachar is a reference to Kiddush Hayom, to saying Kiddush on Shabbos and Mitzvah Daraisa. Rabban indicates here that he's going to explain Kasher HaFaresh, as I will explain in Parshas Yisro, when the Psukim come up, he understands that Zachar Samar Shabbos Akacho doesn't only mean Kiddush on Shabbos itself. Zachar Samar Shabbos Akacho means to make a Zechira to Shabbos throughout the week. We're supposed to be keeping Shabbos in mind. It's easy to have Shabbos in mind on Shabbos, or easier, but it's harder to have Shabbos in mind over the course of the week. But that, according to Rabban, Pshuto Shal Mikra, Zachar Samar Shabbos Akacho, to have Shabbos in our consciousness throughout the week. Now, Shlomo Kalbach had his very dramatic, colorful ways of, you know, wishing good Shabbos throughout the week. Not sure that's what the Ramban exactly had in mind. But what Ramban does have in mind is that the way a Jew refers to every day of the week is by reference to Shabbos. It's the same idea, by numbering. Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you speak Maran Hebrew, so you fulfill this according to Ramban, the Din Daraisa countless times a day. Because in modern Hebrew, as in classical Hebrew, every day of the week is Sheni B'Shabbat, and Shlishi B'Shabbat, and so on and so forth. So if you don't speak Hebrew, at the very least, we fulfill this poskim point out when we introduce the Shir Shayom at the end of Shachris. We introduce the Shir Shayom at the end of Shachris, so the Shir Shayom itself is a minig. Shir Shayom was a din. It was a din in the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that to say Shir with the Karbanos, the fact that we recite the Shir Shayom at the end of Shacharis, that's an ancient minig. But some posts can point out, according to Ramban, the line that the Shir Shayom itself, the paragraph of Tillim, so that's a Zecher LaMikdash, that this is the paragraph that the Levim would sing in Mikdash on that day of the week. But the line that precedes it, according to Rabban, is a real din daraisa. Hayom yom sheni b'shabbos. Hayom yom shlishi b'shabbos. Shebo ha'evim omer beis ha'mikdash. Referring to today as sheni b'shabbos, according to Rabban, that is the pshul shal mikra of zachar shabbos shabbos l'kadosho. Every single day we're counting to Shabbos. We're keeping Shabbos in mind throughout the week. Rabban says that in parallel we have another din that appears right here in Parshas Bo throughout the year. Kach, so too, his kira has the kira b'yitzias Mitzrayim, has the kira b'yitzias Mitzrayim, we make mention and we keep yitzias Mitzrayim in mind, b'min oseinu, when we count achorosh, harishin achorosh, hasheni v'ashlishi, l'gu'ul oseinu. He said, it makes a fascinating point. So we sometimes grapple with, well, when does the year start? We talk about Nisan being the first month, but on the other hand, we talk about Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei, being Rosh Hashanah. We don't refer to Aleph Nisan as Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishnah that opens Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in fact, does say that there are multiple Rosh Hashanah. But when we use the term Rosh Hashanah B'Stam, without any additional reference, we just say the default Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, is Aleph Tishrei. So how does that jive with this pasuk in Bo? So Ramban explains that when we count, in the Chumash and throughout the Tanakh, we refer to dates, we refer to months by number from Nisan. That's ein haminyan hazeh l'shana. It's counting l'geula. It doesn't mean it's the first month of the year. We are not saying that Sivan is the third month of the year. No. Sivan, the ninth month of the year, counting from Tishrei. The year begins in Tishrei. As the Tanaim stress, the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And how do you know, by the way, fascinating, says, how do you know in the Psukim that the year begins in Tishrei? When it speaks about Sukkot, it speaks about it. The Chumash speaks about it as Tekufas Hashanah, when the year turns around. That's a reference, number one, to the fact that Sukkot is meant to be in the new season, that just as Pesach has to be in the spring and not too early at the end of the winter, so too Sukkot has to be in autumn and not too early in the end of summer, but it also means that it's meant to be in the new year. Uchsiv Bitseis Hashana. Both psukim from later on in Chumash Mos. So the year ends, and then we move on to Rosh Hashanah Kippur Sukkos. Im ken kishenikra l'so. So you see from the Chumash itself, not only from the Tanoim, the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it's explicit in the psukim. That's where Tanoim are getting it from. The year begins with Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah in the simple sense. The year Tavshin Pei Aleph began Aleph Tishrei. So then, Tishrei is not the seventh month of the year. And Nisan is not the first month of the year. Tishrei is the first month of the year. So he says, Imkein Rabban says, Kishanikar l'chodesh Nisan Rishon ula Tishrei Shavi. When we call Nisan the first month, we call Tishrei the seventh month. Pisro no Rishon l'geula o Shvi yela. It does not mean the first month of the year. It means the first month counting to the from the geula. This is like Sfir Saomer. It's a separate count that's superimposed on the calendar. When we say that, it's very obvious, when we say Yom Yom Echad Ba'Omer, we're not implying that Tezai Nisan is the first day of the month, or the first day of the year. It's the first day of a different count, accounting to the day of the Omer. And highlighting the fact that we're progressing to Shavuos. So he says when we refer to Nisan as the first month, we don't mean the first month of the year. We mean that when we say Kol Sivan the third month, it's the third month from Nisan. Third month from the month of the Geula. And then he adds, Zeh tam rishon hu lachem. He says, the Torah itself is saying that. He says, rishon hu lachem, l'chad sheshan. It's first for you. I mean the first for you. Meaning, she'enenu rishon b'shana. It's not really the first of the year. But rishon lachem, she'nikar lo l'zichron geula seinu. It's the first for us. It's the first to our history. The year begins in Tishrei, but we count the months from the Chodesh HaGeula. The truth is that this may explain what's really a curiosity in the most famous Medrash Halacha among Jews. I think the most famous Medrash Halacha, you have Mechilta and Shemos, and we have Sifra and Vayikra, and we have Sifrei and Bamidbar and Dvarim. I think the most famous passage in all of the Midrash Halacha, certainly the introduction to the Sifra is pretty famous, Rabbi Shmuel's Yugil Amidos. But I think the most famous passage in all of Midrash Halacha is one that concerns the pasuk in this week's parasha. That quote from the Chilta that we recite near the beginning of the Haggadah, the beginning of Magid, where we're still before we really dive into the core of Magid, when we're reviewing the instructions. We go through with whom we fulfill Yitzhak Yitzhak Yisrael, and how, and to what extent, and the Arba Banim, and one of the last pieces of instructions is a question of when and how. Right? And the Medrash ultimately comes to the conclusion that it has to be Leil HaSeder, it has to be on Pesach itself, and it has to be in conjunction with the Mitzvah Halayla. B'shashesh Matzo Mar Munachim Lefanecha. But the original Hava Minam in that Medrash was Yachol Me'erosh Chodesh. What does that mean? Yachol is classical Medrash Halacha terminology for introducing a Hava Mina. Yachol Me'erosh Chodesh means I would have thought that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Yisrael can be fulfilled any time from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on. Now that's an intriguing Hava Mina. Why is it even Hava Mina? What, did you think that you could sit in the Sukkah on the ninth day of Tishrei? You thought you could celebrate Shavuos on the second day of Sivan? It's interesting. Havim, Yachol Me'erosh Chodesh. Why would you have thought that Sipur Yetzias Yisrael could be fulfilled beginning Rosh Chodesh Nisan, such that we need a pasuk to tell me, no. It has to be in conjunction with the Yom Tov Pesach. Why? So l'chora, I think Rav Shechter points out in the past. I think he said this at the Leil HaSeder, and he said this in Shiurim, in advance of Pesach, that this that Brisa captures the Havamina is rejected lahalacha with respect to Sipur Yetzias Yisrael, but it captures the idea that Chodesh Nisan as a whole is the Chodesh HaGeula. There's something about the month as a whole that's associated with Geula, and that's what's being reflected here as well. According to Rabbi, and this is a din daraisa that we name the months. Every single month is named it's identified by its relationship to the Chodesh HaGeula. Nisan is the Chodesh Geula, Nisan is month one of Geula, and all the other months are named in that way. Now the Ramban goes on to support this with something that at first actually seems to be a kasha. He says, Chachmei HaTalmud already point this out. He references Yerushalmi, Shmos HaChadoshim Olu Imanu MiBadal. The names of the month came up with us from Badal. What does that mean? Ki Mitchilo Hayu Lahem Shemos Etzleinu. We originally, the Ramban explains, up until the return from Galus Badal, Jews did not use names to refer to the month. We used numbers, as we know from learning Tanakh. Initially, the count was Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as he's going to go on to say, most Sifrei Tanakh refer to the months only by number. The very last of the Sifrei Tanakh, the Sifrei Tanakh that date to Galus Bavel or subsequent Shiva Tzion, beginning of the Bayesheni period, they're the ones who begin to use the names of the month Nisan Iyar and so forth. And there's a very, as we know, for instance, most famously from Megillas Esther, there's a very direct definition. Teves is the 10th month. Adar is the 12th month. There's an almost deliberate introduction of these new names and a definition. And you should know, we're introducing this new term, Teves. Teves is what we've in the past referred to as month 10. Adar, that's what in the past referred to as month 12. Sivan, that's what in the past referred to as Huachodesh Hashlishi. But of course, this Ramban presents it as a support, but the truth is it's a kasha. One second, if this is a real din, it wasn't just Jewish practice, but there's a real din that you're supposed to refer to the months as Chodesh Harishon, Chodesh Hashlishi, and so forth. So how do we violate it? We don't do that. Even the Pesukim Tanakh are moving away from it. Did something change then? So how did they change it in the Raisa? How come when we write a star, when we write a ksuba or any other star, or we ask what's today's date, we never refer to, we don't refer to today as Shabbos was Gimel Shvat, right? Shabbos was the Yartzeit of the Rosh Salvechik. So today is the 5th of Shvat. You don't refer to today as the 5th of the 11th month. We don't refer to this past Shabbos as the 3rd of the 11th month. How come? See, he's represented as a riot. But to us it seems like a kasha. If the Ramban is correct that the Torah is requiring it, what happened to the din? So he goes on to explain, Ki mitchila lo hayu lehem shemos etzleinu. And Rav Shechter develops this very beautifully based on the Sefer HaAkedah in an article near the beginning of the Sefer Bikvei Atzon. Ramban says, all rooted in this Ramban, Mitchilo Hayolam Shemus Etzleinu, we didn't originally have names. V'asibu Bazeh, as he said, Mitchilo Hayim Inyam Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. Initially, we counted the month, we identified the months as a Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. So what changed? So the Ramban understands the following, Aval Ka'asher Olinu Mibavel, V'niskayei Masha Omar HaKasuv, when we returned from Bafam Galos Bavel, and Roshom fulfilled the words of the Navi Yirmiyahu, Lo Ye Amer O Nechay Hashem Eshahel Az Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Roshom is the one who took Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Kiim, it was overshadowed by Chay Hashem Eshahel Av Eshahel Vi Az Bnei Yisrael Meretz Safon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brought us back from Eretz Bavel. It's interesting, we often assume that pasuk is a reference to the Geula Lasad Lavo, the Geula in time of Mashiach. Ramban understands, at least in part, a reference to the Binyan Bayesheni. So at that point, Chazanu the Kroh HaChadoshim V'Shem Shenikra'im Be'eretz Bavel, we switched to calling the names of the month, rather than naming them from Nisan, naming using Bavli names. Kishama Madnu, what's the significance of Nisanu? Is a name they were using in Bavel. So we use Nisan and Adar and Tevis. These are all originally Babylonian names. And we brought them back to Eretz Yisrael with us when we returned from Galus Bavel. Ramban says, wasn't that a violation of Din Daraisa? He says, no. The significance of that, it was not assimilation. It was not that we had picked up Babylonian culture and we're just tracking it with us. But rather, it was a deliberate demonstration that we were in Bavel and we're back. This was a souvenir, as it were. Kisham amadnu. We were there. We were stuck there. We thought everything was over. And you hear the way the Nevi'im to talk to Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel, and they think it's all over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected us, and he destroyed the first base of Mikdash. It means it's all over. It means that the relation between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been forever severed. And the Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and the others are reassuring Klal Yisrael, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to put us into Galus, and he did put us into Galus. But Galus doesn't mean the relationship is over. Galus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is temporarily holding us at arm's length. That we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is deeply invested in us, even if we don't, for the moment, see it as clearly. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately bring us back as closely as he held us in the past. So we come back from Bavel, we want to show we're back in Eretz Yisrael, we went through Galus, and we're still here. So this is meant to be ki'ilu a halachic souvenir of our stay in Bavel. To there was a deliberate decision to maintain those names as a relic of our stay in Babel. Kisham amadnu, we were there. Umi shameh lo Hashem yisbarach. The key point is we were there, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of there. Ki ela Hashemos Nisan Ir v'zu lasam Shemos Parsim. These are Persian names, Nisan Ir and the rest. Lo yimatzerak b'sifre nevi'i Babel. This is what I mentioned before. Rambam says you only find them in the last of the Sifrei Tanakh. Those which are the Svarim from the era when we were in Golos Babel and Megillas Esther and the Nevi'im who come back from Babel, like Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and so forth, they're all using these new names, and that's why, as he mentioned before, he says the Torah those Pesukim will stress the defining one in the terms of the other. Chodesh Arishon Hu Chodesh Nisan. And fascinating, he says Ukemo he appealed poor. Hu Agorol. There too, the Megillas Esther introduces the word pur, which was a Syrian, Babylonian, or Persian word. So the pasuk feels need to define pur means gorol in Hebrew, and the language is pur hu Agorol means pur equals gorol. So it's the same Chodesh Arishon hu Chodesh Nisan. And it says, if you travel to Iran, you'll find that these names are still in use. The lands Persians still use Nisan and Tishrei, etc. And then he wraps up. Hinein azkir b'chadashim ha'gula ha'shenis kasher sino ad ata ad heina barishona. For the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, the names of the months were a zecher to Gulas Mitzrayim. From that point on, the names of the month were Zecher to Gulas Babel. And the question which the Sefer HaKedah raises is, what do you mean? Bazos HaTorah lo te muchlefes. And Imam number 8. Dinim Daraisa don't change, and Dinim Daraisa don't go away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't modify the din. So if the din is to say Chodesh Rishon, how has that changed? And the Shech develops, which is really, draws out from the language of the Ramban, is that it was never the din, Rabban seems to understand. There's part and parcel of Rabban understanding that HaChodesh Rosh Chodeshim is not only a general tzivui about Kiddush HaChodesh, but specifically to name the month in a certain way. It's not an absolute din to name the months by number from Nisan. Rather, the nature of this din Daraisa is to name the month in a way that reminds us of the most recent Geula. So for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, what that meant was to name the months in a way that's Mazikir Geulas Mitzrayim. Ever since then, the most recent Geula has been the Geula from Babel and the return to build the Bayi Sheni. So ever since the Shivas Tzion, 2,500 years ago or so, The way that we have practiced is that what this din has meant is make a zecher to Gulas Bavel. The implication of the Ramban is that Lasid Lavali Mosa Mashiach, we probably will fulfill, it's the same din Daraisa, but it will probably be fulfilled in yet a third way. Well, we don't yet know what it's going to be, but according to Ramban, once Mashiach will come, we're going to rename the months once again in a way that will forevermore remind us of the Geula Hasidah, which we look forward to happening b'meheira v'yameinu. Rabbosai, thank you so much.